This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants. A friend of mine was asking the other day, how did this Farm Bill stuff start? How long have we had farm bills? I'll take you back to the history starting in March of 1933 after this. I get to thinking quite a bit about Dad as we approach Father's Day. I came across his pry bar out in the shed the other day. I was using it. I needed it recently. I was hooking up a contrary PTO, and that shaft needed a little bit of a boost, and Dad's pry bar came in handy. Oh, I also have his old socket set. So many things I learned from Dad, including taking care of the equipment. And I do that by other stuff that I have in the shed, like that old grease gun he had. Mystic products like their legendary JT6 greases are specially formulated to work, to perform in a grease gun like Dad's, to perform even in the harshest environment. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition for getting the work done. Find your Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com, M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Did your parents or grandparents ever talk with you about the Great Depression? Oh, my folks did. I sort of felt like I experienced it. Maybe your parents or grandparents did the same thing for you. It's where the farm bills all started. As a matter of fact, President Franklin D. Roosevelt took office in March of 1933, and we were in a mess. We were in the midst of the Great Depression. President Roosevelt said, and I quote, "Farmers face the most severe economic situation and the lowest agricultural prices since the 1890s. Overproduction and a shrinking international market had driven down the agriculture prices." So soon after his inauguration, Roosevelt called the 100 Days Congress into session to address the crumbling economy. And out of that Congress came something for agriculture, the Agricultural Adjustment Administration. It replaced what was called the Farm Board. The Federal Farm Board was created in 1929, right after the stock market crash. The Roosevelt administration had the task of decreasing agricultural surpluses. We had way too much of a good thing. Wheat, cotton, field corn, hogs, rice, tobacco, and milk products were designated as basic commodities in that original legislation. Then there were amendments in 1934 and 35 that expanded the list of commodities to include rye, flax, barley, grain sorghum, cattle, peanuts, sugar beets, sugar cane, and potatoes. The administration targeted those commodities for a variety of reasons. For one, changes in the prices of those commodities had a strong effect on the prices of other important commodities, and those commodities were already running a surplus at the time. I'll be back after this.